Hello, my name is Jayema, and you're listening to Unpurified, the Ramblings of a Black Queer Christian. For today's episode of the podcast, I wanted to say a prayer for everyone who wants to come out of the closet and they need, like, you know, they want some prayer before they do it. So, yeah, this is a prayer for that, and yeah, let's get into that. Okay, so let's get into the prayer for that, my girls and gays and theys and, you know, people who need to come out. So let's, you know, bow our heads, you know, close our eyes if you can. You know, you don't have to, obviously, you don't have to do that to start a conversation with the Lord. But yes, so dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in Jesus' name. And Lord, I would just like to pray for everyone who is listening to this, everyone under the sound of my voice. If you are telling them to come out, if they know that this is the right time, that they feel it within themselves, I pray that you make this experience for them as beautiful and as wonderful as you would like it to be, Lord God. I pray that you give them a boldness within themselves to speak the truth about who they are. I pray that they have so much confidence, that they have so much faith in you, that they have so much trust and just assurance in you, in your presence, in the way that you feel about them, that we hope for the reactions to be well, Lord God. We hope for the reactions to be beautiful. We hope for them to see them and to accept them. But Lord God, even if they don't, even if they behave badly, even if these people reject them, even if they try to cast them away, Lord God, I pray that you give them a boldness. I pray that you give them an assurance that you will still be there, that you still love them, that you still accept them, that no matter what happens, that no matter how the people react to them, no matter how they see them afterwards, no matter if they lose everyone, Lord God, I pray that you give them an assurance that they can feel you in their bones, that your presence will be such a strong feeling for them, that it'll be unmistakable that you're there, Lord God. That as they speak the words coming out of their mouth, that they know that it's not something that they're saying, Lord God, that they know that it is you speaking through them, that it is you telling them that they need to do this, Lord God, so that they don't feel alone, that they know that you're with them, that you're there for them, and that you give them the power and the ability to speak, to say what they need to say, the truth about who they are, that they are released from the bondage of shame, that they are released from the bondage of other people's opinions, Lord God, that this coming out sparks a lifelong journey of them putting themselves first, of them listening to themselves and speaking for themselves and speaking truth about who they are and speaking truth into situations and speaking truth against all obstacles, speaking truth in the face of oppression, in the face of fear, in the face of people telling them whatever, that they are still bold, that they are still courageous, that they are still able to say the things that they need to say against all things, Lord God. Again, we do hope for good reactions. We hope for great results. We hope for this to be wonderful. But again, even if it isn't, Lord God, I pray that you wrap them in your arms, Lord God, that no matter what happens, that they know that you're there, that you care, that you are providing for them, that you are there for them, and that you'll never let them go. And I speak that over everyone under the sound of my voice, and I pray that it goes beautifully and that they feel confident in themselves, that they are happy that this is something that they did, that they don't regret it, and that it helps them to see themselves more. And, you know, I speak love, I speak confidence, I speak provision, I speak just all the good things over them, Lord God. And I pray for peace over the situation. Just no stress, no anxiety, no nerves. Just doing it, you know? And yeah, in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. So yeah, guys, I just wanted to pray for everybody who was gonna come out, think about coming out, girl. You know, since, you know, you don't really see a whole lot of people preaching the kind of gospel that I preach, I figured that, you know, you can't really Google a prayer for coming out, because, you know, you're probably just not going to see it. So I wanted to speak that over you all. I pray that it goes well. I pray that it goes well to all of you, and that you are able to, you know, see yourself the way God sees you. I know that you can do this, okay? You have enough strength to do this. You can do this. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Yes, you can. And it'll be great. It'll be great. And I'm happy for you. And I'm rooting for you. And yeah, turn up, girl. You can do this. You can do this. You can do this. Hey. You can do this. So, yes, it'll be great. Thanks again for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. And yeah. Thank you. Again, you can do this. You can do this. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. If you would like to find me online, I'm on Instagram at The Bible Is Inclusive, and I'm on Twitter at Bible Inclusive. I also have a book. It's called Who Told You That God Was Homophobic? And that's available in paperback and ebook. And that's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, Kobo, Scribd, and other retailers. And if you would like to visit my website is called thebibleisinclusive.com. And that is the host of my blog. And I make many posts on there about, like, you know, the spiritual things that I have found out. I tend to be more active on the blog than I am on my podcast. So I recommend that you subscribe to my website so that you can get updates every time I post on there, because, you know, she posts on there more frequently. And if you would like to become a Christian, you can figure that out on my website as well. You can go to the menu. There's a tab and it says, you know, how to become a Christian. And it'll show you the prayer that you can pray in order to become a Christian if you would like to. And also, you don't have to. You're not forced into this. But if you would like to donate to me, you can also go to my website. And there is a tab on there that says donate, and you can put in, you know, however much money you would like. They have a single, like, one-time donations, and they also, I think they have reoccurring donations on there too. So you can, you know, do it however you want, and you'll be able to donate to me. And yeah, thank you again for making it all the way to the end of the podcast, and I'll see y'all in the next one.